Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, our Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for once again summoning us into your very presence, my Father, so that we might eat from the King's table, Lord, so that we might know you, Jesus Christ, who you sent, and the power that's available to us through his resurrection. So, Father, I just give you glory and honor and praise and thank you, Lord, that you have summoned us, Lord, once again, to come and eat from the King's table, Father. And what honor that is, and what a privilege that is, Lord, to be able to do that, Lord, to come boldly all the way past the courts of the gates of thanksgiving, past the courts of praise, past the sanctuary, past this radio broadcast, all the way into your very presence, my Father, and hear from you by way, Lord, of your word and the Holy Spirit, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. What an honor, what a privilege it is that you would summon us into your very presence. We thank you for that, Lord God. Now, Father, we would ask, Lord, that by your Spirit, as you summon us into your presence, that you enlighten the eyes of our understanding so that we can hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to us, Lord, in this radio broadcast. That we don't put our faith in the wisdom of a man, Father, but that we might hear the word even behind the words, Father, that they hear through me. That they not only will hear the words that I say, but they will hear what your Holy Spirit say about what I say, all of us. So therefore, Father, we might be eating then from the King's table and being taught of you, Lord God, and getting your precepts, your original intent and original ideas, Father. So, Lord, fill us with the knowledge of your will. Here's our cup, Lord. We lift it up, Father. Quench this thirsting of our lives and our souls, Father. Bread of heaven, feed us till we want no more. Here's our cup, Father. Fill it up and make us whole. And as always, Father, we're careful to give you all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praise. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, now and forever. In the matchless name of Jesus, so shall it be. Hey, mighty men, mighty women of the Most High God, amen. Hey, if you tune into this broadcast, you know, and if you're listening to this broadcast, hey, let me tell you something. Even those who are not listening to it, they might not know, but you're listening to it so that you can know what, that you're a mighty man and you're a mighty woman of the Most High God, depending on what house you're in, if you're in a male house or in a female house. Nevertheless, you know, you are a mighty man and mighty women of the Most High God. Listen, if you're created in the image of the Most High God and in his likeness, then how mighty can that be? How awesome can that be? How powerful can you be? Listen, this is what God, this is what the word of God, this is what God said about you. Let's make mankind in our image and our likeness. And let's give them dominion, sovereign reign. That's complete rule. Not some rule, complete rule. What do you say? Let's make a man, mankind just like us, and let's give them not just reign, but sovereign reign, sovereignty. That's complete rule. Oh, I'm telling you, you mighty. My God. Well, God, the Bible says in the book of Psalms, man, God standing in the congregation of the mighty, and he judges among them. You say, how long? Oh, Lord. In fact, let me read something. Let me turn somewhere to you. I was going somewhere else, but let me go another place here. Let me show you what Psalms chapter 82 says. Let me turn there right quick and read something to you. I'm telling you, boy, when I come on this radio broadcast and say, hey, mighty man, hey, mighty woman of the Most High God, man, I ain't just no cliche, man. You really are mighty man and a mighty woman of the Most High God. And, boy, you can do all things. You can, man, listen. Well, we living so far below our rights and privileges as children of the Most High God. We're trying to live, man, Christian life, man, trying to live, man, boy, the God kind of life, Zoe life. Life in the absolute sense. Like the way God lives and like the way God intended for you and I to live. Hallelujah. This was Psalms 82. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. Hallelujah. And he judges amongst the gods. How long will you judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Defend the poor and the fatherless, and do justice unto the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and the needy, and rid them out of the hands of the wicked. They know not, neither do they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundation of the earth are out of course. And I have said, you are gods, and all of you are the children of the Most High God. But you're living and dying like mere men and falling like the princes. Arise, O God, and judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. For listen, that's what God said about you, boy. He judges amongst the God. What's that, boy? He created us in his image and his likeness to be representative, man, of him, to be a representative of God. Listen, if you're created in his image and in his likeness, if you're created to be a representative of him, that's a little G-God. Well, how mighty and how powerful can you be? Where without limited? Omnipotent, all-powerful. All authority. Jesus said, he said, I give you all power and all authority over all the powers of your enemies. The devil don't want you to know that. Let me tell you something, boy, that's who you are. And boy, let me tell you something, the way you appropriate that in that life, you got to come to the knowledge of that. He said, they living and dying like mere men. They walk on in darkness. Well, that means not knowing. You're more preoccupied, man, with the means, man. And forfeit the ends. How do you say that? You're majoring in the minor. And boy, that's a going on in our God, man, from salvation and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's just the beginning, boy. That's a going on to where we grow up in the knowledge of him, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, man, so that we can not just preach about it, have church about it, but know what is the hope of our calling, why we saved and who we are, man, that we are the sons and daughters of the Most High God, and we are created in His image and His likeness, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, man, that pertains to life and godliness. Or let me say it in a better way. We can fulfill, man, God's original intent and plan and purpose for our lives. We may not fulfill it to the fullness, man, in our life here on this earth, because we're just sojourning here. We're going to only be here, man, for a few years, 50, 60, 70, 80, 30, 100 years, and, man, that's it, man. But let me tell you something, that's a going on in God. Lord, into eternity. Yeah, Lord, but we're here for a purpose, man. And when I say we can do all things through Christ who stands in us, man, I'm talking about all things that pertain to your purpose and your destiny that God has given you to do. You're just walking daughter. You don't know about that. You're living and dying like mere men and mere women when the Bible says all the time we are the little G. That means we're a little representative of God, little offsprings of God. If sons of God, then offsprings of God. That means children of the Most High God. He said it there in Psalms 82. You are little G God and children of the Most High God, created in His image and His likeness. And boy, the devil don't want you to know who you really are. He just wants you to live and die like a mere man, a mere woman, like a human being. Man, you a mighty man and a mighty woman of the Most High God. But that's greatness on the inside of every last one of us. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what the deal is, what the circumstance, situation, or symptom might be in your life. Well, I come on this radio broadcast to let you know by the power of the Holy Ghost that you are a mighty man and you are a mighty woman of the Most High God. And boy, God is looking, man, to and fro this race, boy, looking for men and women that He can show Himself mighty on their behalf, that He can do exploits through, that He can do great and mighty things through. Because, boy, to do what God's doing on the earth, boy, take a great God. And the only way God can get that done, He got to get it done through a great people. And the only way He can get it done through a great people, He got to bring that great people to the knowledge that they are great people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you're the son of God, boy, so much more to go with that. I'm just talking about your character and nature first of who you really are. Little G God, little offsprings of God. But the Bible says right there in Psalm 82, but you're living and dying like mere men and mere women. Why is that? It's because of a lack of knowledge. They walk on in darkness, the Bible says. What darkness does that mean? They don't know. They don't know that they're mighty men and mighty women are the Most High God. That's why when I come on here, every time I come on this radio broadcast, I say, hey, mighty men and mighty women are the Most High God. So, boy, I want that to get past your intellect. Pair just a little cliche or whatever you think it is, all the way down into your very spirit, man, because that's who you really are. I'm going to say it again. Genesis chapter 1, man, if you ever listen, I'm going to be preaching this all my life. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 31. And God said, I ain't talking about Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Moses, nothing. But thank God for what they say, but I'm talking about, boy, what that which was not in the beginning, but that which was from the beginning. What do you mean? What's the difference? That was in the beginning, boy, you can hear God speaking through the prophets and Moses and everything else. But that which was from the beginning, I'm talking about what God said before anything else was said. That which was from the beginning. Who is the beginning? What do you mean from the beginning? He said, I am the Alpha. I am the Omega. I am the beginning. I am the end. That which He said, when I say that which was from the beginning, I ain't talking about, like I say, what Moses said, none of the Old Testament prophets said. I'm talking about what God said Himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And boy, that's what the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of, man, and understanding that is divide between the joints and the marrow, the soul and the spirit, man. Boy, man, what the king say, what God said. Let me tell you what He said. He said, let's make man in our image. What He said, and God said. Who said it? And God said. What? Let's make man in our image, in our life, and let them have sovereign reign, dominion, complete rule. What? Over all the things that I created from the earth, over all the earth is their territory. The heaven is my territory, the earth is their territory. So let's make them in our image and our likeness, and let's give them dominion over what? Over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, over all the earth, and everything that creepeth upon the earth. For that sovereign reign over, boy, our territory. Hallelujah. What He giving you, boy? I'm talking about He made you in His image and His likeness, man, and gave you a kingdom. Just like He got a kingdom. What His kingdom is? The kingdom of heaven. That his kingdom, that his domain. That's where he ruled and he reigned there. And that's where you come from. That's where you originated from. But boy, he wanted you to rule and reign just like him. So he created another territory for you called man the universe. And this universe that he created, boy, there's a planet and all galaxy called the earth that he made for man, boy. He came down and brought you to the earth and formed a body for you. A earth suit for you. And say, hey, this is your territory. Have dominion over. This your domain. This your kingdom. Hallelujah. And be fruitful and multiply. And then the Bible says he planted a garden, boy. What do you say, man? Let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over the earth. Over that, that's their territory. That's their kingdom. The earth. That's their land. That's theirs. What do you get that for them for? So that, boy, they can make it in their territory just like it is in my territory. Hallelujah. Well, you say they come from me. Well, he is our Father which art in heaven. What he say? Let's make man in our image and our likeness. Boy, when he spoke that, boy, he spoke. That's another lesson, boy. But let me tell you something, boy. Whatever God wants, he speak what he wants to what he wanted made from. And what he wants comes from what he wanted made from, exactly what he said. Let me say it plain and simple, boy. When God wanted the plants, he spoke to the earth. He said, let the earth bring forth every living, all the plants. When he wanted the animals, he said, let the earth bring forth all the animals. When he wanted the stars, he spoke to the firmament, man. He said, and when he wanted the fish of the sea, he spoke to the watery dirt under there, man. It came there. When he wanted you and I, he spoke to himself. He said, let us make man in our image, in our life. He's speaking to himself then. And what's the principle of creation, man? He decide what he wants first. And then he decided what he wanted made for and what he wanted made from. And then he speaks what he wants to what he wanted made from. When he wanted the animal, he spoke to the earth. When he wanted you, he spoke to himself. He speaks what he wants to what he wanted made from. And what he wants comes from what he wanted made from. Exactly what he said, boy. He spoke to himself, man. And from himself came a little you. That's a little G God. That's a little offspring of God. That's a little spirit being. Hallelujah. That's a little child of the Most High God. And if a child of God, glory to God, then an heir of God, then a joint heir with Christ Jesus. Listen, no longer servants, but sons of God, offsprings of God, little G God. And if sons of God, then heirs of God. And joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Boy, I'm telling you, we are mighty, brother. We living so far below our rights and privileges. We're living and dying like mere men. And we've been trapped in this graveyard of religion, man, you know, that's kept us bound, man, for generation and generation and generation. I don't think I'll be stretching it if I say for the last 1,800 years. Well, I'm talking about, boy, this gospel of the kingdom, the good news that I'm telling you, man, it's been buried in the graveyard of religion. And rituals and ceremonies and rites and distinct groups and different ideologies and everything else have made the word of God a nothing. The Bible says this, boy, woe to you scribes and you Pharisees and you Sadducees. So Lord, don't. He said, you won't go into the, you won't. Woe to you religious leaders, man. You know, you won't enter the kingdom of God. You won't receive it. And then you want a lot of people to receive it. Well, you know what the greatest opposition to, man, what I'm telling you right now, man, is religious leaders. They won't keep you in religion. They won't keep you, man, trying to reach God, trying to get God, trying to appease God, trying to appease I wasn't intending on going there, but I just wanted to tell you who you really are, boy. I don't care what religion, man, try to do, boy. This day and time that you living in, man, in time past, God spoke to us through the religious leaders and everything else, but in this day and time, I tell you, he wants you to come past the gates of Thanksgiving, past the course of praise, past the sanctuary, past the church service, past what I'm saying, boy, and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to you about what I'm saying. What you doing in any part of me and you hearing from God yourself. Hey, listen, that's why you got the Holy Spirit. Jesus said he's going to bring you in remembrance of everything that I said. Another day where he's saying, I'm hearing the same thing, boy. That's the purpose for the Holy Spirit to give you the revelation to what makes what he's saying to this broadcast. To reveal to you, man, what God is really saying. To speak to your heart and to your spirit and to your soul and to your attitude and to your emotion, man. To speak to your spirit and your soul. Hallelujah. For to let you know that, boy, who he say you are, that's who you really are, regardless of what anybody else might say about you. And, boy, I'm talking about everybody got an opinion about everybody, about you, or whatever, you know, but I'm talking about what matters is what the king say about you. And the king say you created in his image and his likeness, and you have dominion, all power, and he gave you a territory, a kingdom, man. And this territory he gave you is called the earth, man. And boy, you lost that identity. We lost that in Adam's disobedience, man. But now, listen, we ought to be so far past that by now. 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ come in and redeemed our life from everything that Adam messed up and caused our earth and our territory to be like it is here on earth instead of being on earth like it is in heaven and on earth like it is here now. Hey, listen, man, 2,000 years ago, Jesus Christ come and redeemed our life from, man, the fall of Adam. And place us back on course toward God's original plan and destiny for our lives. They say from there, live from there. But through religion, man, you know, religion, man, prepare you to go to heaven. When all the time, boy, your father loved you so much, boy, he sent heaven, watch this here, back to you. He established, boy, the kingdom of heaven, man, on the earth, man, in the Garden of Eden, man, and told man to be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth, man, just like this little Garden of Eden that I planted and placed you in. That's a little carbon copy of heaven. That's the presence of the Lord. That was a little atmosphere and environment, man, of heaven, man. And there he placed the man in and told him to make, that was just a little spot on the earth. And then he told the man to have dominion and be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth just like that little spot. What that little spot was, that's the Garden of Eden. That's the presence of the Lord. That was heaven on earth. That was God's kingdom, man. God extended his kingdom, his rule, his reign from heaven to earth. And on that little spot on the earth with an open door. Lord. Into a delightful place, glory to God. What do you call that? The presence of the Lord. Can you imagine what kind of atmosphere and environment, man, that was, man? Hallelujah. That spot that God planted on the earth, that garden, that carbon copy of heaven, man, that atmosphere and environment of heaven that he planted on the earth and put man in that environment and in that, good God of mine, growing up and living in that environment. And then Adam got put out of that environment. And then, boy, planted our earth, our territory that God gave us to make it just like it is in his territory. He gave it over that authority and that dominion over to a wicked angel who went bad, the devil. And the devil, man, planted our territory, our kingdom, our earth, into what it is here today. Instead of it being on earth as it is in heaven, it's on earth as it is here today. What it is good and evil. But in heaven, ain't no Eve in heaven. In him, ain't no darkness at all. God intended for it to be good. That's why he told Adam, don't eat out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Just know good. Just know good. Just be good. Just live good. Just live holy. Just be like me. Holy and without blame. Covered in his love. That's what he told Adam to be. Be just like me. And then he started him on his course and put him in that place. And then he said, on your mark, it said, go. And Adam started, man, on his course toward that destination. What's that destination? To make it on earth just like it is in heaven. What God wants created him for and put him on the earth for, that through mankind, he can extend his governing influence of heaven to earth. So it might be, boy, like you've been praying all your life in your prayer, but have not understood, boy, what you really been saying. What he put us here for? So it might be on earth, just like it is in here. That it might be in our territory, the earth, just like it is in our Father's territory. Yeah. That it might be on earth, just like it is in here. But he said, I give you, man, everything that you have need of to accomplish that. I give you sovereignty, dominion, and raw power over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, the cattle, everything that creepeth upon the earth, and over all the earth. That's what he said in Genesis chapter 1:26. Then he went on, boy, let me say something, boy. That's just the spoken word of God. That can't return to him, boy. But then he said something else, boy. So God created. First he said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. Then he went on, boy, and got to the past tense, boy. I'm telling you, boy, he didn't know it's already done. The next verse says, so God created man in his image. In his image created he them. Male and female created he them and blessed them. What are you saying there, boy? He empowered them. What do you say? And so God decided what he wanted. He decided what he wanted made from. He spoke what he wanted to himself. And what he wanted, man, from himself came in a little offspring of God, a little you and a little me. So God created. Here we are, well, man in his image. And his image created he them. Male and female created he them. That's why I say, hey, mighty man and mighty woman of the Most High God, depending on what body you're in or what house you're in, you're still a spring, a child of the Most High God, a spirit being that live in a female body or a male body. But you're a king and a queen, glory to God, a ruler, a mighty man, a mighty woman, a little G God, a little God, a little offspring of God. And can you imagine that, man, just living and dying like me and man, we begin to take off. Why we don't believe nothing like that? Because you ain't been here and there. You ain't been preached there. That's the gospel of the kingdom. See, in the kingdom, man, you ain't no servant. Lord. Hallelujah. I say it again. In the kingdom, you ain't no servant. In the kingdom, baby, you sons and daughters of the Most High God with a servant attitude. I ain't say you didn't serve, baby. That's what kings do. What Jesus, a mighty king, the greatest king, but what was he doing down here? He was serving the people. Even though he was king of kings and lord of lords, he was doing nothing but going around serving, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil and destroying the works of the devil in people's lives. And then he turned around and said to you and I, boy, that the work that he did and do, we could do also. Why? Because he's showing man us. Showing us, man, the power and authority that God gave Adam in the garden, man, before he lost his identity and began to live in darkness or ignorance of who he really are. I tell you, man, I hear people say, I'm a servant of the Lord. Man, let me tell you something. You ain't no servant. You can be a servant of the Lord. That's all right. The Bible says in Solomon's temple, even the servant was eating good. But I'm talking about, man, that the Bible says we no longer servants, but sons of God. If you've been born again and coming to the kingdom of God and understand what you're talking about, man, what God's saying, you're no longer servants, but sons of God. And if sons of God, then heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. That's in your Bible, man, in Galatians chapter 3, man. That ain't just no sermon, man, for a preacher to get out the Bible and preach to you, man. That's the word of life, glory to God. That God wants to speak into our heart and our life so that, man, we can become that. What do you say, boy? How long will you judge, man, among them like this? Let them become there. Let them give them righteous judgment. What, man? Righteous word. Tell them who they really are. Who they really are. Tonight I'm talking about not who they are after the fall. I'm talking about who they are when God created us in his image and his likeness. Mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. For what purpose, God? So that we can stop living and dying like mere men and mere women. And take our place as the sons and daughters of the Most High God and bring righteous judgment, man, to the earth. What's righteous judgment to the earth? To bring the earth back in order. It's all out of order, said there. All chaos was on. All out of order. To bring it back into order. But that it be on our territory, this earth, that's our domain. It's our kingdom. It's our land. And listen, man, people talking about the blessing of Abraham, you know, and that's a good thing. That's why I say, man, we got to get past the servant mentality, the servant attitude, man. Them people were servants of the Lord, man. And God promised Abraham, man, a piece of land, man. They fighting over there in the Middle East now, man, about that little piece of land, man. They call it the blessing of Abraham, man. Let me tell you something, boy. We got to come past that, man, and get all the way back to the blessing, man, not of Abraham, but the blessing, man, of the original man, Adam. Hallelujah. Lord blessed Abraham with a little piece of territory over there on the earth. Well, he's fighting about it all right now. But God blessed Adam, man. Who's Adam? That's all mankind. Hey, listen, man, if you knew the truth about it, man, you'd let them people have that, man, because what? Your territory can be just as great as their territory. God, he blessed a certain piece of land and gave Abraham that, the promised land. But boy, when he blessed Adam, he blessed the whole earth. What you saying, Arthur, boy? If they're just fighting over a little piece of land like that, man, you can know, boy, that the whole earth, man, is ours. That, man, you're just like, boy, that promised land over there, man, that the Arabs, they fighting over and all that, that's your land right here, then it's a promised land, too. That'd be in your territory. That'd be in your place. That'd be in your home. That'd be in your life and your family and your marriage and your relationships. And all that you do, boy, it'd be in, man, a reflection, man, of that in your domain, on your spot on the earth. Because that's holy land, too. I tell you, boy, the heavens belong to God, the highest heaven belong to God, but the earth he gave to man. You say, now you have dominion, you reign, and you rule. And your territory, man, where you are right now, your home, your house, where you live in, your dwelling place right now, you say, that's holy ground, too. You think over there in the Middle East, you think that's holy ground. No, every bit of ground that the soles of your feet tread upon, you possess too, man. Well, your holy ground too. Your home, your house, you belong to that holy ground too. Hey, let me go a little bit further. Not only that holy ground, you know why it's holy ground? Because you hold it. Boy, religion trying to get you, trying to have us, trying to get where we already are. This is what the Bible says in book Ephesians. Thanks be unto God who chose us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame, covered in his love. Well, he chose that before the foundation of the world. That's why I say he decided what he wanted. He decided that before the foundation of the world, before there was anything. I told you that which was from the beginning. I'm talking about, boy, I'm talking about, I ain't listening. I ain't talking about what man, no religion is doing, the scribe is doing, the Catholic is doing, the Pharisee is doing, the Sadducee is doing, the Sanhedrin Council is doing, the Baptist is doing, the Christian is doing, the Muslim is doing, the Hindu is doing, the Islam is doing. I ain't talking about none of that, man. I'm talking about, boy, what God doing. That which was from the beginning. Because everything that was in the beginning and at the beginning is what man is doing. That's religion. And in time past, God spoke to us, man, in that way, man, because he was speaking to a fallen people. But boy, I'm talking about, man, Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago, redeemed our life from that destruction, boy, and restored us back to the original place that we had in God before Adam ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Can you imagine, boy, what that life was like? Can you imagine, boy, what that was like, Adam and Eve walking and talking with God in the cool of the day, unbroken fellowship, man, becoming who God already spoke to them, who they already are, and they just becoming that. How they becoming that, boy? Unbroken fellowship with the source and the sustainer. Abba. That's what Abba Father means. The source and the sustainer. Hooked up to it. Constant fellowship with them, man. The life of God living on the inside of them in the person of the Holy Spirit. Living on the inside of us. What happened, boy, when Adam and them disobeyed God, the Holy Spirit, man, that life of God, they left. Hallelujah. That's the first thing they lost, boy. They lost the Holy Spirit. That's the connection. Then we lost, man, you know, that spot on the earth, the presence of the Lord, Eden. And now we no longer connected to that, man. And now instead of being on earth like it is in heaven, man, we gave that dominion over, like I said earlier, to the devil. And the devil plunged our earth into what it has here and now. And boy, God has, man, redeemed our life of destruction for this purpose, so that we might go into all the world, man, and take back our territory and our land and our culture and our nature and reestablish, man, the true culture of heaven on this earth. You know you can do that, but if you don't have no knowledge of that and you don't know that that's your purpose and that's why you're here upon this earth, then you'll be living and dying like me and me. And all the time, boy, you are sons and daughters of the Most High God, and you are mighty men and mighty women, because the established man, God covenant upon the earth, they're going to take a mighty man and a mighty woman. Well, wasn't Jesus a mighty man up on this earth? Hey, Lord. I'll say it again. Wasn't Jesus a mighty man up on this earth? Boy, any man couldn't come and redeem your life from destruction. It took a mighty man, hallelujah, to come redeem our life from destruction. And listen, the redeeming our life from destruction, that's just the means. The thing that all he did, that was just the means. What the goal is of everything else? To redeem our life from that destruction. What destruction, man? Of living and dying like mere men and mere women, when all the time, man, we mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, just like he is. He said, as I am, so are you. I'm going to say it again. Jesus said this here. This is what he's saying to you on his radio broadcast. As I am, so are you. Ain't he a mighty man of the Most High God? Then so are you. Didn't he say, as I am, so are you? Well, let me tell you something, boy. That's the gospel of the kingdom, man. You know who you really are. Not what you're trying to do for God. And you try and listen, the things you're trying to do for God, those are good things, man. We got our own ideas and our own ideas and our own way of doing things, and then we want to get God in on what we're doing. And that ain't no bad thing, man. That's the devil's most successful tactic against us, boy, to preoccupy us with good things at the expense of forfeiting great things. The thing that we want to do for God, those ain't no evil thing. Those are good things. But boy, the thing that we want to do for God is a joke compared to the thing that God want to do for us. That's why in our prayer we go to God and tell God what we want him to do for us. That's why a lot of our prayers ain't being answered in manifestation with greatness and with power. Why? Because we're going to God and telling God what we want him to do for us. Instead of going to God and asking God, what can we do for him? You do the math, man. Every time you pray, you go to God and tell God what you want him to do for you. But that ain't the Bible. What Jesus, they say, Lord, teach us how to pray. Jesus say, pray this way. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Listen, you ain't going, you ain't asking you, because you go and telling God, I need this and I need that and everything. No, you say, listen, when you first go there, go, our Father. Don't just go for your own self, man. Go on behalf of everybody. Our source, our sustainer. Which are what? In heaven. So therefore, all our resources, man, come from heaven. Everything that we have need of come from heaven. The Bible says God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Hath is the old English word. That means he's already done it. With all spiritual blessings. Where? In heavenly places. Where your blessings are, they're in heavenly places. Let me tell you something else, boy. There's a whole other teaching, but I just added in onto it. Where your blessings are, they're in heavenly places. Where Jesus is, he's in heavenly places. Where God is, he's in heavenly places. You know what the Bible also says? That you ain't been preached and told that you, talking about mankind, who are dead and trespassing and sin, has God raised up and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly place. What you say, Lord? And you, who were dead in trespasses and sin, has God raised up too and made to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. So you seated in heavenly places too, boy. You got access to all the authorities of heaven, all of the kingdom of heaven, boy. You're inheritance there. And you've been raised to sit together with Christ Jesus in heavenly places, where all your blessings are, where the Father is at, where Jesus is at, where all your blessings is at. Where they at all the in heavenly places. But that, boy, that's in the kingdom of heaven. Glory to God. That's in the kingdom of God. That's why I say, boy, instead of coming to God and asking God and telling God what you need him to do for you, you go to God and say, Lord, how can I assist you? How can I help you? What you need me to do for you to help you accomplish your will and your desire and your intent and your kingdom upon this earth? Hallelujah. Well, the Bible says we pray, but we pray amiss. That's a religious way of praying. You know, Lord, I need this. Lord. The Bible says your Father knows that you have need of all those things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And his righteousness. And all these things, I'm talking about all these things that you're going to go out there about all these things. Man, listen, the Bible says pagans pray out of there. What do you mean? What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? How are we going to pay our bills? And how are we going to live? And he said, your Father, your Heavenly Father, know that you have need of those things. But if you get in on what he's doing, instead of trying to get him in on what you're doing, see, if you try to get him in on what you're doing, then you got to. But if you get in on what he's doing, and all those things are added to us, man, on a daily basis. That's why he said in the next part of that, after he said, let your kingdom come and your will be done, there's another way they're going to God and saying, Lord, how can I help you? What you need me to do for you? How can I get in on what you're doing? I cease from all my works, and I want to come in and enter into your rest. Well, you have already completed the work, and I just start becoming who I already am. Hallelujah. Instead of men operating in religion, instead of being a Christian or a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Hindu or Islam or a Baptist or a Methodist or a Pal, all that, man, let me tell you something. You become a citizen of the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Instead of writing your name up on a church roll, boy, you will write your name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory to God. Instead of becoming, man, a member of a church and shaking the preacher's hand and the right hand of fellowship, boy, you'll become a citizen of the kingdom of heaven, man, and shake the Lord Jesus Christ's hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What Jesus saying to you, boy, repent. What do you mean, boy? Change your way of thinking, man. Instead of living and dying like real men and real women, man, begin to think, boy. The Bible says, let that mind that was in Christ Jesus be in you, who thought it not robbery, hallelujah, to be equal with God. Good God Almighty. But then he say, let that same mind that was in him be in you. That's why the first word Jesus said, boy, when he began to preach, boy, that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, the first word he said was repent. Well, you got to change your way of thinking. You've been thinking like you just a mere man and a mere woman. I'm just a human being. You know, you're a human being, but you ain't just no human being, boy. You know what a human being is? Humans come from two words. Human come from two words, humus. Hu is earthy, dirty. Man, H-U, that's humus. That's why it comes from a Greek word, humus. You know, a human is a humus. That's the Greek word, yours. What is you? That's dirty, earthy. What is man? That's spirit. So what is a human? A human, that's a spirit that live in a dirty body. Listen, the man is not, your body is not you. That's your house that you live in. You are a spirit. When God said, let's create man in our image, he's talking about let's create spirit beings. God is a spirit. Hallelujah. And you are a spirit. That man, and it don't have no gender. Spirit don't have no gender. Now, the house that you live in has a gender, a male and a female house. But you are a spirit being. That's man. And whenever you hear the word man, in regard to, let's make man, that's man, mankind. Male and female, man. They're both man. Our springs are gone. Children of the Most High God. Then God say unto you and I, boy, be ye holy, be that, become that, become everything that I say you are, have everything that I say you have, do everything that I say you can do. This is how he said in the Bible, be ye holy. He listen, he didn't say trying to get it, he say be who you already are. Why? Be ye holy, for the Lord your God is holy. Be mighty. Stop living and dying like mere men and be mighty men and be the mighty men and mighty women of God as you are. Change your way of thinking. That's what the word repent means. To change your whole way of seeing things. Change your whole way of thinking. Instead of living and dying like mere men, boy, let's rise up, boy, to to the authority and the sonship, boy, that God has called us to, and come to the knowledge of who we really are. He said in another place, all you with heavy laden, come unto me and find rest for your soul. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Oh, Lord. So what God is saying to us in this broadcast, I believe, as I begin to bring it to a close, listen. You know the scripture, but let's begin to walk in the reality of it. You know the scripture that said in Hosea, you heard it quoted many times, you know. God said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. It's what we don't know that the enemy used against us. See, if you don't know that you're a mighty man and a mighty woman of the Most High God, then you won't operate in that. If you don't know that you are heir of God and a joint heir with Christ Jesus, then you won't go try to get your inheritance. If you don't know that you are as righteous as you are ever going to be, that you've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, then you won't live righteous. You'll be trying to quit sinning instead of living righteous. Listen, you ain't got to quit sinning, man. That's already taken care of. The blood of Jesus took care of that. All you got to do now is start living righteous. So you do it backwards. The religious way is stop sinning and become the less you sin, the more righteous you become. No, that's how it is in religion. In the kingdom, boy, you awake to righteousness and sin less. What are you saying in the kingdom, boy? Awake to righteousness. In other words, boy, you when you come to the knowledge that you are as righteous as you're ever going to be, you'll start trying to get what you already have and start just living, man, like what you already are. You start living righteous. See, it's a different thing to try to stop sinning and to live righteous. See, I've been trying to quit sinning. I just started practicing trying to live right. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Little by little by little by little. Because I realized something, boy. I found the truth. What's the truth, boy? That he who knew no sin. That's 2 Corinthians chapter 5. God made him to be sin, talking about Jesus Christ, and took my sin and placed it upon him and took all his righteousness and placed it upon me. He who knew no sin, God made him to be sin so that I might be made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Saved by his grace, boy. Made righteous. And because I'm righteous and come to the knowledge of the Bible, say in the book of Romans chapter 5, you say, you shall reign in life through righteousness. That's the only way you can reign in life, man, when you realize your authority, that you are the righteousness of God, that you are a mighty man and a mighty one. When you realize, man, that you do have an inheritance, that's when you're going to go, man, and stake your claim on it. Let me tell you something, boy. The Bible say this, and God saying this to you, come, all of you. On the sound of my voice, who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. What? The kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Oh, Lord. What do you say to all the boy? Come, Matthew chapter 25. All you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. What? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Over at boy Matthew, man, you know he said this here, boy, give the Matthew chapter 12, he said, boy, give the Father great pleasure to give you the kingdom. Hallelujah. To give the Father great pleasure. That what pleases him, boy, when we come get our inheritance, when we get our identity back. Where we get our authority back. Where we get our power back, where we get our life back, where we get our inheritance back. What's our inheritance? All of the kingdom of heaven. For what purpose, Arthur? So that we might establish that inheritance on this earth. Where is all the kingdom of heaven that's our inheritance? Where is it at, Arthur? Is it in my bank account? Where is it at? The kingdom of heaven is on the inside of us. That's where it takes us. It comes, pay it, boy. I'm talking about it. Pass all your circumstance, situation, and something, and live on the inside of us. Where's the kingdom of heaven? Jesus said, don't come without observation. It's on the inside of you. I kind of set up, boy, this information, this knowledge, this kingdom, this authority, this relationship on the inside of you and work that from the inside out. I kind of save you from the uttermost. From the guttermost to the uttermost. I'm talking about, boy, take up residence, pass all your circumstances. Listen, the Holy Ghost pass all your circumstances, situations, symptoms, all your good, your bad, and evil, and took up residence on the inside of your spirit. The very fact that you, the Holy Spirit, that you proclaim you got the Holy Spirit, man, because the Holy Spirit can't live in no unclean vessels. The very fact, man, that's what the Bible says, that's a seal of guarantee. The very fact that you got the Holy Spirit is an indication that you are as righteous, glory to God, as you're ever going to be. And what's the fruit of righteousness? Holiness. But man, being like God, talking like God, walking like God, living like God, becoming who we already are, boy. I told you, mighty men and mighty women are the Most High God, creating his image and his likeness. How are you doing that, Arthur, boy? By his Holy Spirit. What the Holy Spirit using, boy? The word. What's the word, boy? Illumination, light, information, knowledge. What do you say? My people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge because they ain't hearing and they ain't being preached to them the gospel of the kingdom, boy. All this that I'm talking about, boy, that's the gospel of the kingdom. Well, that's that, Arthur. That greatness there, that's in the kingdom of God. That's in the kingdom of hell. And what God want to get you out of, he want to get you out of membership into citizenship. You know, man, that don't mean you discard your membership, boy, but you're living, don't forfeit your citizenship. Members ain't got no rights, man. It's citizens that got to have rights. You go to the United States government, man, and tell them you're a member of so-and-so church, man, and here's my ordination and everything else, and I got a degree in theology and everything else, man, and demand anything from the Constitution of this government, man. It don't mean nothing. They want to know what's your Social Security number. They want to know, boy, who you are, your identity. You, listen, that don't get you. If you're not a citizen of this kingdom, they don't care about all that you They don't know if you're a citizen of this country. Then if you're a citizen of the country, now you got all your rights. Members of a church ain't got no right. They got a lot of people, members of the Christian church, man, they ain't even citizen of this country, can't get no benefits. They're members of a church and they love the law, boy, but they can't get no benefits here, why? Because they illegal. But a citizen, what you saying? I say, y'all, I'm telling you, boy, citizen is the one with the rights. So don't just stop at your membership, boy, but go and get your citizenship, too. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. Know what the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, around verse 12 and 13? He says, thanks be unto God who has translated us out of the kingdom of darkness over into the kingdom of his dear Son. What happened, man, when you accepted Jesus Christ into your life as your Lord and Savior? You've been translated out from under the authority and the power of darkness and Satan and this kingdom and this world system that we live in. Well, we've been translated out of it over into the kingdom of God, God's way of doing things. Even though we're in this world, but we're not of it. We just not learning, man, how to function, the functioning principles of the kingdom. I believe you're living in the greatest generation that ever lived. You're going to be on the brink of a global explosion of this gospel of the kingdom. The Bible says this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then shall the end come. Listen, quit telling people, man, when you see calamities and everything else coming up on the earth, oh, yeah, the end is now. You know, it's going to be long now. Listen, man, the Bible says no man knows the day or the hour. We know when it's going to come or when the end is going to be. It didn't say when hurricanes and tornadoes and pandemics and all these tragedies coming up on the earth. If you read the Bible carefully, you say when you say all those things that you see coming on the earth, you know what the next passage say after you say all that? He say, but the end is not yet. See, they missed that part. He said, when you see all these things coming up on the earth, and then he start naming it. Then the next thing he say, the end is not yet. In other words, that's at the stage, boy, for the gospel of the kingdom. That don't mean they ain't coming. That means, boy, that's the stage for the end to come. Hallelujah. What's the stage for the end to come? For this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation. Then the end gonna come. Listen, if when he said that, if you read the that was an answer to a question. When he told him that, boy, I think it's Matthew chapter 24 or either Matthew chapter 25. You do the research, but it's in the Word of God. They asked him, Lord, when is the end going to come? Then he told him about you and see pestilence and all those things that he said in there. And then he said, but the end is not yet. All those things set the stage for the end. Well, set the stage for the end to come. When the end going to come, we don't know the day or the hour. I can't tell you it's coming such and such a day, man, and such a year. No man know the day and the hour, but we know when it's going to come. He just said it in the Word. When this gospel of the kingdom is preached in all the world as a testimony to every nation, then the end going to come. The church don't even know the kingdom of God. The church preaching the gospel of Jesus instead of the gospel that Jesus preached. And listen, you can preach the gospel of Jesus and never preach the gospel that he preached. But if you preach the gospel that he preached, then the gospel of Jesus is automatically contained in it. Because everything that I'm talking about, this kingdom of God, this mighty God that you are, baby, let me tell you something. I've been telling you about the gospel of the kingdom. But let me tell you something, boy, the reason why that is, man, you know. Because, boy, listen, God so loved the world, that arrangement that he set up, that pattern of operation, that system, that lifestyle that he set up. What he set up, let's make man in our image and our likeness and let them have dominion over the earth. So they might be, and I'm going to plant a garden in the atmosphere, and I'm going to put them in that spot, and I'm going to have to give them the authority to be fruitful and multiply and make the whole earth just like the little garden of Eden. So they might be on earth just like it is in heaven. Boy, God set that up on the earth, and boy, we all lost that in Adam. And because of one man disobedience, then death and separation from that came upon the whole human race. That's why I say, how long will you judge, Lord, among them in the congregation, man? What he came to do, bring righteous judgment. All my faults and mistakes were the result of one man's disobedience, Adam, and plunged my world into what it is here today on the earth. And just like Adam messed up everything, boy, one man, Jesus Christ, the original Adam. Hallelujah. He came to this earth, man, the original Son of God. He came to this earth and fixed up everything, man. And through what he done for you and I, boy, you and I have been redeemed from the curse of the law and restored back to our original place that we had in God before Adam and Eve ate off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Boy, that's the good news. Jesus Christ came preaching that saying, repent. Change your whole way of thinking. Why? Because, boy, that Garden of Eden, that life span that Adam had with God in the Garden of Eden before they ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, that's what I got up on my shoulder. That's the government that I have up on my shoulder. That's what I'm coming to bring to this earth, man. And, boy, when I bring to this earth and reestablish it back on this earth, man, then that kingdom there shall be no end. That's in your Bible. That's what he came to do, reestablish, boy, that back up on the earth. Cleanse us up from all our righteousness, man, so that you and I can come boldly back into our righteousness in rightful place in Christ before Adam and Eve ate out the tree of the knowledge of good. Adam messed up everything. Our Lord and Savior blessed up everything. Jesus the Lord. That's why we give him glory and honor. That's why, boy, we preach the kingdom of God and we tell you, boy, that the way into all your inheritance is the good news about Jesus. Hallelujah. Hey, listen, y'all. My time is up. And everything that I'm talking about that's yours and that you are is a result, boy, of God's love that he had for you, that he showed, boy, when he sent his son to this earth, Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ did all the things that he did, boy. What that, boy, that's the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we are who we are all because of him, his love for us, his grace. It was the love of the Father, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship and communion of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, I decree and declare over your life that everything that God say we are, we are. Everything that he say we have, we have. Everything that he say we can do, we can do. We are who we say we are. We have what he say we have. And we are becoming who we say, who he say we are. And that's mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. So arise and shine, hallelujah. And I say unto you as I close this broadcast, you are a mighty man. You are a mighty woman of the Most High God, redeemed from the curse of the law, healed by the stripes of Jesus with all power and all authority to rule and reign over every circumstance, situation, and something that confronts your life. You not only are a mighty man and a mighty woman, but the Bible says in the book of Revelation as I close, you are a king and a queen and a priest, a king and a priest, a ruler and a priest, and we shall reign on the earth forever in the mighty name of Jesus. And associated with thee. Listen, I love you with the love of the Lord. My wife, Gail, and I, we bless you in God's word and say unto you, be it unto you according to God's word. Hey, listen, if you'd like to contact us, our phone number is 713-870-3776. Hey, if we can be a blessing to you, if we've been a blessing to you, I could pray with you, you know, please call that number. That number again is 713-870-3776. God bless you. We'll talk to you again next Saturday. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LeBay. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry would like to thank you for allowing us the opportunity to serve you and your family. We trust that the